These times, economic times, are challenging, let's say. The downturn, the financial crisis, all of the economic problems we're facing. How does what you do connect with this environment?
Well, you're right. The times are creating a shakeup. And so you have a lot of chaos in the system. It's a time when old structures are falling apart and new structures are being born. And the people who I see really working the change are the people who are asking the question, what's the opportunity here? And how do we use this as a way of kind of stripping away everything that's irrelevant and moving our work, our organization forward in what it is, its essence is really all about? For example, associations, a lot of times have traditions and activities that they carry on just because the last five presidents have been interested in it. I was talking with a good colleague this morning, David Gammel, who does work on online presence for associations. And he said to me, now's the time to strip that away. You know, you've got these traditions that you haven't been able to shake. Now you've got a reason. Now your board will go after what's essentially going to get us through this tough time, so you can drop away all that extraneous stuff and concentrate on the core of your organization. So to me, the people who are going to be successful coming through this are not just the people who are going to weather the storm. I expect to see a lot of them by the side of the road, the people who really just try and hunker down. But it's going to be the people who say, this is a time for intense evolution. This is a time for really understanding who we are and getting to the essence of that and delivering on it in the midst of this turbulence.
So it's the fact of the crisis actually creates the opportunity.
Yeah. It does. It's just kind of a strange thing.
And kind of forces people to think, well, why are we here? What are we doing? Why are we doing this? And the good organizations are going to be those that treat this as an opportunity, that have enough cash in hand to survive, but take advantage of this very different situation to shed the things which are less productive and to find even more productive things to be doing.
Right. And the turbulence of the environment, I think of it, it's like if you think of a martial arts master and people are coming at them, trying to attack them, what they're able to do is to take that energy and use it to their advantage. So to me, this is a time when people have to become like judo masters. They have, because the energy is going to be constantly coming at them. They're going to be attacked. You know, oh, we've got budget cuts. We have, you know, we've got layoffs. We've got all, and what you've got to ask is, how can I use this energy so that it actually supports the direction I'm going? Mm-hmm. This is a time to practice that intensely. Whereas in the past, when everybody's prospering or things are more stable, it's pretty easy to get away with just kind of treading water. You're not forced to really identify the direction that you're going in. So there's a high contrast between the two.
Mm-hmm.